The third item mentioned in the New Republic article defining contemporary American liberalism is the inheritance tax. Now, again, I think we need to discuss what is our goal is. Is our goal really to be taking money from people by force? Is our goal to engage in compulsion rather than conversion? Is our goal a police state rather than one where we're all in agreement on the goals and we voluntarily and spontaneously contribute to that goal? What is the goal of inheritance tax? Well, I guess one thing is to generate money for the government to do whatever a government wants to do with other people's money. I don't think that we would want to say, although maybe this is part of liberalism, is that we hate rich people and we just want to cut them down. That's not a good thing, because actually it's rich people. This is what I believe as a libertarian. I don't know what you believe as a Democrat. Again, go down to the bottom of this table and click on the link to the blog and post your comment on the blog and explain to me what is the goal of taxing people, and rather than people being able to pass money on to their children and grandchildren, to have the government seize that money. What is the goal? Is it just revenue? I think that's a destructive kind of revenue generating system, because it attacks the family, but also it penalizes the rich. It discourages the rich from accumulating money that they can pass on. And the only way in a free society where there's no compulsion, no coercion, and no government corporate welfare, the only way for a person to become rich is by serving consumers, by producing goods and services which consumers voluntarily buy. And that's the one reason I'm a libertarian and not a Democrat, is because it seems like libertarians support businesses and Democrats support politicians and governments. Businesses operate by persuasion and peaceful means, and governments use violence and conquest rather than persuasion and service. And so I think it's a good thing for rich people to have money, because they don't just spend all of their money on yachts and caviar. They spend their money, they invest it. They want to make more money, and they know that the only way they can make more money is by using the money they have to produce more goods and services which people will voluntarily buy. So see the article there by a professor, a writer I admire, George Reisman, on how ordinary wage earners are hurt by inheritance taxes, or conversely, how ordinary wage earners are helped by the rich, and why we shouldn't tax them. But again, go down to the goal and tell me why it is you, if you're a Democrat and a liberal, you want to tax the rich. Why is it what is the goal? Or is that the goal? Is that the goal simply to tax the rich, penalize the rich? Or is there some broader goal that is uniquely served by the strategy of taxing those who would otherwise give their money to their children and grandchildren?